requesting a bid for its planes, spare engines and auxiliary power units to be sold. Potential buyers have until the 30th of January to submit bids for the Airbus fleet. Once SAA sells these aeroplanes, its fleet of active aircraft will be significantly reduced. The airline is one of several state entities, including state power company Eskom, struggling with debt after nearly a decade of mismanagement. The woes are seen as a single greatest threat to Africa's most industrialized economy and have been largely responsible for bringing South Africa's credit rating to a brink of junk. The Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyago will deliver the Monetary Policy Committee decision on its resolution whether to keep the repo rate the same or unchanged. Last year, the Reserve Bank kept the interest rate the same at 6.5%. The bank indicated a repo cut was on the cards for 2020. And finally, President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered the keynote address at the annual Basic Education Sector Lekgotla in Kempton Park this morning. Experts and key players in education get the address the challenges facing the district. Ramaphosa reiterated the need for government to prioritize numeracy and literacy skills, particularly in the foundation schooling phase. The president encouraged the learners should be able to read and write at an early age. He also applauded the education department for their historic 81.3% matric pass rate achievement, adding that it shows how much the education sector has improved. Recapping your top stories this hour, the Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyago will today announce the repo rate. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading in at 14.38 to the US dollar, 18.79 to the British pound, 16.06 to the euro. Gold is selling at $1,556.21 a fine ounce. And taking a look at your weather, Johannesburg is sunny, with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 29 degrees, an expected low of 14 degrees. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Majola. That's it from me, giving you news in and around the world. Catch more news updates on the UJFM Breakfast tomorrow.
Treasury, academic freedom.
We all have 55,000 students and staff. We have an exceptional opportunity to transform society.
UJFM, shaping the future.